We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Good Life, food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Boy, hey, if you're not at Downtown Chili Fest, put on by the Wagon Masters, you're out where the buses don't run. I'm down here. We're going to be broadcasting live the whole hour. We'll tell you about all the fun things that are going on, why you should be here, how it happens, the people that put it together, where the money goes, and all kinds of fun stuff. I've got some really cool wine of the week. What goes with chili? Beer, right? Well, but if you're a wino, sparkling wine. Cava from Spain. I've got two great bottles of sparkling wine from Spain. We'll tell you about that. Before we get started, let me tell you that, Good Life Guy teaches wine appreciation at Wichita State. And the basic class ends this next Monday, a week from this week, because I'm going to be in Mexico this week. But then on the 22nd of October and the 30th, two Mondays in a row, Luxury Wines Worth the Money. That's the overall title. On Monday the 22nd, it's Prestige White. On Monday, October 30th, it's Opulent Red. $75 for both classes, but you can pay $45 for one class if you only want to do one. How do you find it? WSU.edu, Community Education. Look under Culinary, and then you will find me. Again, Luxury Wines Worth the Wait. Only two Mondays in a row, and you can only come to one if you want. But you'll really want to come to both. Now, like I told you, we're coming. I was just getting ready to tweet a great picture we just took. I got my chili tasting kit. I can't wait. When the show's over, I'm going to get my chili on. First place I'm going to stop, though, is the Wagon Masters, because they always pump out a whole bunch of chili. They've been working on it all night, and it's always great fun. Joining me now is Steve Moore. He has the honor, the distinct honor, to be the chili dipper. Steve, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. What a beautiful day. It is absolutely severe clear outside.
It doesn't get much better than this.
It doesn't get much better than this. If you're sitting at home doing nothing, come on down. If you're sitting at home doing something, come on down.
Give it up and come down.
Come down. You're missing a lot of fun.
And I would not wait until 3 o'clock, even though it's supposed to go on until 4.
Oh, yeah.
You need to get down here, because even it's people that make a lot of chili. I know I made one year, I made 45 gallons of chili. And I made it until 3:30. And I was one of the last ones, but it goes fast. So, Steve, you're the chili dipper. You know, I talk to the chili dipper every year. I had the privilege and honor of being the potentate several years
I know
ago.
That. You did very well.
Well, you know, it's such a fun deal, but it takes a lot of people to put this on.
Yeah, it does.
Tell us a little bit about the Wagon Masters.
The Wagon Masters are a bunch of individual business owners, upper management, civic-minded individuals that our mission is to promote the good life of Wichita. And the Wichita Wagon Masters Downtown Chili Cook-Off is our fundraiser for the year to raise money that we give to local charities. And this is a big deal for us. Example is Thursday night, we cooked 500 pounds of hamburger just for this event only. And we've had teams down here this morning setting up. We've got around 90 teams this year. And they've been down here 5:30, 6 o'clock this morning setting up their booths and cooking chili for the public. So we've got an excess of 3,000 gallons of chili down here today. Come down and eat it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I was walking around a little bit before the showtime, and boy, that's as far north on St. Francis as I think I've ever seen it go.
This is the largest chili event we've ever put on. Just every year we get bigger and hopefully better. It's a fun time. I see parents running around with kids and strollers right now. What a beautiful day. We've got a kids zone face painting. Highland Dairy is here handing out ice cream. In fact, Guy, you and I need to go down there here in a little while and get some ice cream. Or at least me.
I like the way you think, but I got to get my bowl of Wagon Master chili. Then I'll go get it.
It's right across street, right across the road. They're close.
Let's talk about location. We're on Douglas. We're just to the west of the train overpass.
Correct.
That divides Old Town from this area. And, man, it goes pretty far. How far down does it go?
It goes clear to Topeka, and then we go north on St. Francis from Douglas clear to First Street.
Wow.
So we're from the train tracks west on Douglas to Topeka and north on St. Francis to First Street.
Now, there's a lot of things going on. Tell us some of the events. I know my first year when I came to Kansas, actually, no, it was probably my second or third year when I was here, I competed in the jalapeno pepper eating contest.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty good at eating hot peppers.
Yeah. Well, today's your day.
Nope. Nope. I ate 12 that day and was barely in the last 10.
Yeah. Well, we have a Mr. Hot Stuff contest. That's for guys 18 or older. A Miss Chili Pepper contest. And then what you're talking about, the pepper eating contest. And that's around 2:45.
Wow.
So, and then we are at 2 o'clock, we're going to have a World War II, a couple, possibly three World War II planes fly over. And we've got Lucky People as a band today. They're playing right now. And we've got, like I said earlier, the face painting for the kids, the kids zone where they can climb on trucks. And we've got a old World War II plane right to our right that the kids can climb up into and sit in the cockpit and get their picture taken with the instruments and everything. So
that's so cool.
Yeah.
I was really gladdened, happy that we started this off with with the national anthem.
Yeah, yep.
And I jokingly said, I hope nobody takes a knee.
That's what we
And then I also followed up with, nobody here is going to take a knee.
And they didn't, as far as I could see. Everybody had their hand over their heart and hats off. And
yeah.
It was a nice opening. And the El Dorado High School band came through and played. And we've got we got Woozhock down here, too.
I saw them.
We need to come down, grab the kids, come down, get your picture taken, and... And we have Mr. Bob Lutz as our chili potentate this year.
He's going to be on a little bit later in the
All right. It gets no better than that.
I like it. What else? Is there anything else that we need to talk about that's going on?
As we speak, Stearman Aircraft is flying over, and they're pulling a banner advertising for us, the Wichita Wagonmasters Downtown Chili Cook-Off.
How cool is that?
And he'll be flying around the downtown area and keep circling out a little further and further.
Bring them in.
Bring them in.
This is such a good deal and such good family entertainment. This is for $5.
$5 for a bowl of chili, for all the chili you can eat.
Well, yeah.
And we've got beer, pop, water that we sell here also. And like I said earlier, Highland's giving away little ice cream samples, little cups of ice cream. So, and it's beautiful out, and there's people everywhere already. Look at this. It's great.
Plenty of shade. Parking's easy, no matter where. Just come in on any of the streets that lead to Douglas and
find a place. Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy. And,
yep.
Going to 4 o'clock, like I said, it's a challenge because it's the crush starts right at noon. And so if you're not here yet, you got to get in the car, load them up. If you're driving around, finish up your errands. Get downtown. We're on Douglas from the railroad tracks all the way down to Topeka or more. And, oh, my goodness, the fun. Look at all the people now. Lines are starting to develop in front of each of the places with great chili. And have you noticed what you can smell if you take a...
I know. I'm hungry.
Nice sip. Yeah, I'll bet.
We need to open that bottle of wine you were talking about. We need the Wagonmasters
to
bring us chili right now.
Yes, absolutely. Speaking of the chili that you guys fix, it's not just here. You guys fix that, and you do a lot of other food prep. If people hear us talking about the Wagonmasters, I know that it's a very special organization. Tell us how one might consider getting nominated or put his name in the hat.
It's an invitation only. We vet our membership pretty good because we do a lot of other things during the year, some of them being cooking for hamburgers, hot dogs, steaks for various charities and organizations. And so it's pretty time-consuming.
Yeah.
More so than, it's not just a good old boy club, and we do a lot of work behind the scenes that nobody knows about, but we don't mind that.
Yeah.
We enjoy it.
I think one of my favorite events, and I couldn't make it this year, was the old Cowtown Wine Mosey.
Oh, yeah, just the other day.
You guys are always there fixing great barbecue and all the fixings, and... It's just a great part of our community. I can't wait to talk to Don Grant. He's been the chili dipper and
yes.
everything else. I don't think he's been the potentate yet. Do you know?
No, we have a certain criteria. We can't allow that.
Well, Don Grant's coming by later, like I told you.
Oh, yeah, he'll...
He'll stand right here next to me, so I'm the Good Life, and he's the Grant.
Grant, yeah.
And it's the Good Life Grants. That's where some of this money goes to a number of great causes here in Wichita. And, you know, like I said, Wichita is such a cool place, and there's so many fun things to do, and this is just probably one of the best things.
Well, thank you. We enjoy putting it on. It's a lot of work. In fact, as soon as this event's over, starting next month, we're starting planning for next year.
Wow. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day.
Well, thank you.
It's good to have you sit down for a minute.
Yeah. Nobody knows where I'm at. I'm hiding.
And you are welcome to hide.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate it, guy. Thank you. And I love your show.
Well, thanks. Steve Moore, he's the chili dipper. He's from the Wagon Masters, and he was the guy who got the honor and privilege of overseeing the production of this year's Wagon Masters Downtown Chili Competition. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about, and we should. This is not just a public tasting. This is an official judging.
Oh, this is also, we have some teams here that are trying to compete to go to the Nationals, which is next month in Reno, Nevada, for the International Chili Society. And those guys are serious. They're down here strictly to make chili to qualify to go. We're the last qualifying event in the country to go to the Nationals. So we got a lot of, we've got people from Illinois, Oklahoma, Texas, Nebraska, Iowa, from all over surrounding areas.
And the best part is a lot of them fix some other chili to serve
to the public.
Yeah.
Yep. But come on down. If you're sitting at home, get up. It's beautiful out. If you're going to mow the yard, put it off till tomorrow when it rains.
If you want more information about the Downtown Chili Competition, the tasting, go to goodlifeguy.com. I got links to all the other appropriate places we've spoken about. Steve Moore, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guy. Have a good day. Deal.
We're going to take a short break. We come back, we're going to talk to Bob Lutz. He's the potentate. And boy, does his chore, he was driving around before the cannon kicked it off to look at all the booths. I've already picked which one I think is going to win because it's an honor for the booths to get that the most coveted of best decorated booth. And it's right over there. I won't tell you where.
Yeah.
Me and Steve are looking right at it, man.
You
They've
have to come
job.
Down and see what Guy's talking
yeah,
about. You'll
you
agree
go.
With him.
And come down and see us. We're right here on Douglas, right by St. Francis on the southwest corner. Come stop by, man. You can be on the radio. I'm Guy Barrett. It's a Good Life. Short break, and we'll be back with Bob Lutz, Denise Neal, Don Grant, the Wine of the Week, and a whole bunch of fun upcoming events. Don't go away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.